Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
My name is Don Goldberg, and I'd like to welcome you to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon, I have Sam Forbes.
Good afternoon.
And I have Dr. Richard Podell, our medical co-host.
Well, hello, Don.
Good. I've been away for a few weeks. It's good to be back on this beautiful day. I want to start off the show today by covering a couple of topics before we start taking your telephone calls. First, I want to clarify something we spoke about a couple of times over the past few weeks. We had a guest recently who told you about the benefits of broccoli concentrate supplement. The product he was involved with was called BroccoMax, and it's sold by Jarrow Formulas.
Right, Don. And to refresh your memory, or in case you didn't hear that show, here's a recap. We spoke about cruciferous vegetables, such as broccoli, have been associated with antioxidant and cellular protection. BroccoMax, the product Don just mentioned, contains a standardized concentration of SGS. It stands for sulforaphane glucosinolate, and it's extracted without solvents from broccoli seeds. SGS is metabolized to sulforaphane, or isothiocyanate, which is a highly reactive antioxidant. And in extensive studies, sulforaphane has been demonstrated to be a potent inducer of what's called phase 2 detoxifying enzymes and a protector of DNA. And each capsule of BroccoMax contains 30 milligrams of sulforaphane, glucosinolate, a concentration at least 20 times greater than that found in the full-grown broccoli plant.
Okay, but now a few weeks before this, we had a question about two other related supplements, indole-3-carbinol and something called DIM. Now, there was some question as to just how these items were related to each other and to cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli.
Well, both indole-3-carbinol and DIM, which stands for diindolemethane, are found in cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli, or at least their precursors are there. Indole-3-carbinol is a type of sulfur-containing chemical called a glucosinolate. If you remember what Sam said a moment ago, broccoli and supplements such as BroccoMax contain sulforaphane glucosinolate. Wow, that's hard to say. Or SGS, which is easier to say. When vegetables such as broccoli are crushed, cooked, or otherwise broken down, indole-3-carbinol is formed. DIM, or diindolemethane, is actually formed from indole-3-carbinol. It is, in fact, a dimer of indole-3-carbinol, and that means two indole-3-carbinols attached to each other.
Right. Now, this conversion of indole-3-carbinol can actually take place in your gut. According to Dr. Ray Sahalan, when an indole-3-carbinol supplement is ingested, there's little or no indole-3-carbinol found in the bloodstream. The substance that is found in the bloodstream after taking an indole-3-carbonate supplement is DIM.
Okay, so having elaborated on the source of and interrelationship between these three substances, broccoli, indole-3-carbinol, and DIM, what does it mean as far as which one you should use? Well, if you look at the information on these substances provided by the National Cancer Institute, you'll find that when they talk about indole-3-carbinol, the emphasis is on its antioxidant properties and its chemopreventative properties. They also point out that as part of this function, indole-3-carbinol increased 2-hydroxylation of estrogens and increases production of the chemoprotective estrogen 2-hydroxyestrone.
Okay, when talking about DIM, here's what the National Cancer Institute says, and I'll quote, "As a dimer of indole-3-carbinol, diindolemethane, that's DIM, promotes beneficial estrogen metabolism in both sexes, that's men and women, by reducing the level of 16-hydroxyestrogen metabolites and increasing the formation of 2-hydroxyestrogen metabolites. This results in increased antioxidant activity. Although this agent induces apoptosis in tumor cells, that is, programmed cell death in tumor cells, the exact mechanism by which DIM exhibits its anti-cancer activity is unknown."
You know, in case anybody wondered why we keep Dr. Podell around, it's these little tidbits of information like what the two sexes are, male and female, you know, that makes him such a valuable, so important to the show. Anyway, in both cases, by the way, they start off their comments. I'm talking now about the National Cancer Institute. They start off their comments by pointing out that these compounds are found in plants such as broccoli, just as we pointed out. Now, have we actually told you which supplement is best for you? No, and we really can't, because it depends on your specific health situation. You have to talk to your doctor. For general purposes, I think there's no question that a product like Broccomax is the best way to go. It's sort of like the old question of why an herb itself or an herbal concentrate is sometimes better than an herbal extract. You're getting the complete plant, all of the components of the herb with the many individual components, with their actions, which can be synergistic and so forth. Whereas when you go to the indole-3-carbinol and in turn to the DIM, you're getting a little bit more drug-like, if you want to think of it that way, as you move along each step. So, for therapeutic purposes, the DIM and or the indole-3-carbinol may be more cancer, especially estrogen-related cancer, specific. Now, having said all that, I did not really want to turn the show into a detailed discussion of estrogen modulation, detox, and cancer. So hopefully we cleared up some of the confusion about what the differences between those three substances are. Now let's move on to a couple of more general comments. Specifically, there were a couple of studies published last week that it seems to me make it harder and harder for those folks who still claim that we do not need to take vitamin supplements to continue their position.
Right, Don. First, there was a study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine that reported adults with low levels of vitamin D, and we talk a lot about vitamin D and its importance, are more likely to die than those with high levels. So that ought to show you how important vitamin D is, if nothing does. But another study, this one published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, showed that eating just one portion of omega-3 fatty-rich fish per week may reduce the risk of age-related macular degeneration by over 50%.
Now, maybe I should just get a little bit more sun, or maybe I should eat more fish and not worry about mercury levels, pesticide levels, and PCBs. But I want to live longer and remain healthy, so if you don't mind, I'll take my supplements. Okay, and again, the point is that we are seeing study after study after study that emphasizes and supports the value of these various nutrients. No one study alone proves that you need to take this supplement or that supplement, but the overwhelming preponderance of evidence that you are better off making sure that you get optimal levels of all of these supplements, I think, cannot be denied. And that's the point that I think you should be taking away from the kinds of studies that Sam just told you about this week and the kind that we tell you about almost every week on this program, okay? So at the very least, take your good broad-spectrum multivitamin, your multi-mineral, your fish oil supplement, your antioxidant supplement. I just saw an article that once again supported the possibility that antioxidants can help to protect smokers from the damaging effects of their smoking, which has been a somewhat controversial topic over the years, but a new study just came out that supports that whole concept. Okay. All right. That's enough to kind of get the ball rolling. Like I said, we will start taking your phone calls if you would like. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, and so forth, please give us a call. Our number is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Jarrow Formulas has a new product, Black Currant and Lutein Capsules, a powerful formula targeted at reducing eye fatigue and promoting eye function. Black Currant is one of the most antioxidant-rich berries in the world due to its high content of polyphenol pigments or anthocyanicides. Its ability to reduce the oxidative damage caused by free radicals and reactive oxygen species is even higher than that of blueberry. Lutein and zeaxanthin, antioxidant carotenoids, are important components of the macula pigment in the eye. The macula is responsible for focus and color differentiation, and the macula pigment protects the eyes from ultraviolet radiation and oxidative stress. So, reduce eye fatigue, improve your vision with Jarrow Formulas Black Currant and Lutein Capsules. All Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Now, this is Don Goldberg again. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will also find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. Source Naturals and Nature Aid, 35% off on the full lines. American Health, Enzymatic Therapy, Natrol, Nature's Way, 30% off on the full lines. And there's more. Check out the full sale listing on our website, Wilner.com.
Question I have is, did you receive our current product reference catalog? Well, you can pick one up at any of our Wilner Chemist stores. It's free, and if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. That number again is 1-800-633-1106, or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner2ls.com and subscribing online. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street. That's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we are conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 29 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment. Okay, are you confused about red yeast rice? Well, on the one hand, ongoing research shows that it is, in fact, effective in lowering cholesterol. And on the other hand, you also keep hearing about problems with certain brands of red yeast rice. Well, what should you do? Well, if you've been listening to our show, you know that we've been doing some checking, and we have mentioned some brands we feel measure up to the levels of potency and purity that you should be looking for. And one of those brands is Doctor's Best. So we worked out a deal for you. We're going to offer Doctor's Best red yeast rice at one-half price for a limited time. That's right, half price. They have two forms of red yeast rice, a 600-milligram veggie cap, 120 caps per bottle, and a 1,200-milligram tablet in a 60-tablet size, and both now are on sale at half price. Now, this is a deal you don't want to pass up. Doctor's Best red yeast rice 600-milligram veggie caps or the 1,200-milligram tablets now on sale at Wilner Chemists at half price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Speaking of Dr. Richard Podell, before we get to the phones, I think he has a comment to make.
Well, a question, really. It was quite fascinating about the indole-3-carbinol, and you really didn't stress, but particularly the role it may have in cancer protection. I'm looking at the National Library of Medicine database, and there are a number of clinical studies showing benefit, and they're using indole-3-carbinol in the range of 300 milligrams a day. Then we see that the Bronchomax has sulforaphane at 30 milligrams a day. And so my question is, how much equivalent is there in the Bronchomax in indole-3-carbinol? That is, does it get up to these levels, 200-300 milligrams a day that they're using in the studies?
No, and that's kind of the point that I thought I had made. I would not recommend Bronchomax alone as a therapeutic treatment for, let's say, cancer. I would, and there's several reasons for that. Number one, as you point out, for therapeutic purposes, the quantities of the indole-3-carbinol and or the DIM might be higher than what you would get from just taking the broccoli concentrate. The other problem is that there are some unanswered questions about indole-3-carbinol and DIM. And I don't know that it is appropriate for us over the radio to recommend that anybody self prescribe indole-3-carbinol or DIM. I think we can very comfortably say that taking the a product like Bronchomax and eating more broccoli seems to be generally protective and beneficial. But I think when it comes to the appropriate dosage for therapeutic purposes, then you may indeed be looking at indole-3-carbinol and or DIM, and you may be looking at a dose higher than what you would get from just the Bronchomax. I would also personally feel much more comfortable for those people who are directed to take DIM or and or indole-3-carbinol to be taking it along with a Bronchomax type supplement.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. You know, there are some, again, like I say, there is some controversy about these specific products, and you know, not everybody feels that all of the questions have been answered. That's why I don't think we can really sort of generalize. Okay, having said that, what do you say we go to the telephones? I think we have somebody who's been listening to the show. Her name is Cynthia, and the more she listens, the higher her blood pressure is getting, according to what the monitor says. Cynthia, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Actually, you're right. My pressure had been very low, and it seems over the last number of years, it's just going higher and higher. Every time I take it, it seems higher and higher. Quick background.
Wait. This is over years, not
over
suddenly.
Years. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm 70 years old. Everybody in my family has been on high blood pressure medication except for me. I'm the last holdout. I really don't want to have to take it unless I'm forced to. My weight is very good. I weigh about 115 pounds. My cholesterol is fine. So naturally, what are some of the things I could be looking at? Also, I'm seeing my doctor tomorrow for a checkup. I haven't really had one in a while, and I thought I had heard that possibly a high level of lead can contribute to blood pressure. I mean, like things
All right. I think you might be working a little bit harder at this than you need to.
Okay.
I'll let Dr. Podell comment in a moment, but basically, I suspect he's going to tell you that as we get older, it's not such an unusual thing for your blood pressure to gradually get higher. What causes high blood pressure? Okay, there's a number of things. You know, when you go in to your doctor, one of the criticisms is sometimes, you know, they'll take the measurement, they'll see it's a little bit high, and the first thing they do is reach for the prescription pad and write you out that prescription for some medication that is just as likely to make you feel worse as it is to make you feel better. And they don't really explain to you why your blood pressure has gotten higher. Usually they don't really know for sure, but you know, there's a lot of reasons. One is that your arteries, your blood vessels may be becoming stiffer as you age, you know, not so elastic as they used to be. As the heart is pumping that blood, when you're young and your blood vessels are elastic and they're supple, they can expand and contract as the blood pulses its way out. As you get older, especially if you have a little bit of hardening of those arteries or build up a plaque, you know, if you have some plaque build up, that can cause constriction in some of the arteries which causes, like, you know, back pressure, if you want to think of it that way. So it's important. You say you haven't had a checkup. It's important that you do have a checkup and rule out any of these types of problems. I'll let Dr. Podell give you a few other possibilities, but I think the fact that you're going to go have the checkup is really more important than worrying about lead poisoning right now.
Yeah. You know, lead wouldn't do you good, and it's easy enough to check that. You can do a blood test or a hair test. But most commonly, probably the disease that's most likely to raise blood pressure is any kind of kidney disease. So at a minimum, when the doctor does an evaluation, they should check for that. The issue of what do you do in a natural fashion to help this, I think, is important, because there are a number of nutrients that really have been shown to have statistically significant effects on lowering blood pressure. They're not huge effects, but they're significant. You put several together and you can get more. So we're talking about things like fish oil. We're talking about coenzyme Q. We're talking about magnesium. These are basic things that are in every nutritional basket that we talk about, and they all have blood pressure lowering effects.
Yes, okay. CoQ10, fish oil, potassium, calcium even, along with magnesium, arginine. It depends. But again, it's important, if you can, to make sure that you identify the underlying cause. That's really what I was trying to get at. If you can. You can't always do that. So those are some guidelines for what you might do, depending on what the doctor says on your checkup. Give us a call back afterwards, and we can perhaps give you more guidelines, okay? All right, I think it's time for us to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. First, there was the orange, then there was vitamin C, and now Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you Easy C. Easy C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's own natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. Easy C helps close the nutrient gap between between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the EZ-C line using only the highest quality ingredients. EZ-C is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with EZ-C by Natrol. Check out the entire Natrol line, including EZ-C, at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Okay, and now here's a quick check on the traffic.
The John Gambling Show.
All ideas, all attitudes are welcome. Just because you might have a differing viewpoint from mine, you know, it's okay.
John Gambling.
The government is not going to be there. This is like the third rail of politics. The legislature has nobody else to blame. They are the people that vote on these budgets and make these budgets and spend these monies.
John Gambling, weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9 on News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The Car Doctor.
If that light goes on and it's still crank and it doesn't start, we're going to go look elsewhere. We're going to start to think about a possible fuel pump not turning on.
Ramananian, The Car Doctor. Monday mornings from 1 till 3 on 710 WOR.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D, equally important but missing from other products. Are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Hi, this is Dr. Sally Bird. Are you aging too fast? Did you know that at 30 years old, your body starts reducing its collagen production, and by the time you're 50, you've already lost 30%? This impacts the way you age. I have with me today my good friend Dr. Vanessa, a dedicated research scientist, to tell you what you can do.
I'm Dr. Vanessa. I have been conducting clinical case studies for the past 15 years on a wide variety of diseases and advanced disorders. My advanced anti-aging 3 collagen formula may help repair and renew cells for firmer, younger-looking skin with reduced fine lines and wrinkles at any age. It also helps to promote restful sleep, healthy joints, bone density, weight loss, and body shaping with improved immune function.
Redefine your aging process with Anti-Aging 3 Collagen. Start today. See the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Arnie, as you may have guessed, is not here this week. He's taken the week off. But I do have with me Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And I think we can just head directly to the telephones, and let's talk to Barbara. How can we help you, Barbara?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I recently had a blood test, and my cholesterol was 248, and the 56 was HDL. And the doctor is he told me to come back in 3 months, and he's talking to me about putting me on medication, which I really don't want to take. And I was wondering, I've heard some talk that fish oil might help reduce cholesterol. Is that true?
Well, okay, there are many nutrients that you can look at that do have a definite effect in lowering cholesterol. Fish oil might not be at the top of the list specifically for lowering cholesterol. Fish oil seems to be more effective in lowering triglycerides and in reducing the stickiness of the platelets in your blood and things of that sort. So fish oil does play a valuable role for most people that have high cholesterol, because usually these other benefits are associated with what you're looking for. But in terms of lowering cholesterol per se, there are other things that we can recommend that might be a little bit more directly beneficial than the fish oil. You also need to be aware, as Dr. Podell mentioned a little bit earlier, for another issue, that you will probably want to use a combination of the nutrients we're going to mention rather than relying on any one individual nutrient, because these things work best together. What we'll do is I'll throw one or two out at you, and I'll let Sam and Dr. Podell contribute as well. Maybe I'll start with something that may seem relatively low tech, but it's actually very, very effective, and that would be a fiber supplement, specifically what they call water-soluble fibers, psyllium gum, guar gum, oat bran, products such as the PGX fiber that we advertise in supplement form. All of these water-soluble fibers can be very, very effective in helping to lower your cholesterol. So both in your diet and in supplement form, taking a water-soluble fiber will help. And by the way, you will be happy because it will do other things that are good for you as well. It'll help with bowel function. It'll help satiety. So if you're interested in maybe cutting back on your food intake, it'll make that a little bit easier. It'll help with the blood sugar regulation. So it's one of my favorite supplements, even though it may not seem high tech. Okay, so fiber would be number one. Sam, you want to pitch in for number two?
Certainly. The plant sterols, Don, I think are also very important. I think in terms of the FDA, it's one of the only approved product for, in terms of supplements, food supplements, approved by the FDA for cholesterol management. Almost all the major brands have a plant sterol product. The Twin Lab company has been making one that we've been doing very well with, Cholesterol Success. So plant sterols also play a very important role. Its action is one in which it prevents the absorption of cholesterol in the food, in the diet, from being absorbed. There's another supplement that we often talk about as well called citronol, which has a different type of action that may be something you can use in conjunction with the plant sterols. Citronol prevents the manufacture of cholesterol, which is probably more of a major issue or problem than diet. So
Sam,
citronols. Yep.
Yeah, one of my favorite products, by the way, is Nature's Way has a product called a citronol with phytosterols, which combines the two things that you just mentioned, citronol with phytosterols. Okay, Dr. Podell, do you want to?
Well, the red rice yeast is certainly very good. It has it is sort of in a way similar to the statin drugs, but it is a natural product. It's at a much lower dose of statins, and the most recent studies seem to suggest that it's
more effective than I would have thought. That is, it may be almost on a par with the statins.
And didn't, Don, wasn't there a study that we talked about, the combination of red yeast rice, perhaps with maybe fish oils or something, having a really great effect,
yeah,
or something,
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, that's why we started talking about red yeast rice again.
Right.
And, you know, as Dr. Podell sort of hinted at, some of the studies have shown that it is, you know, we used to think that it was just the fact that it contained some of the same statin-type material, but it seems that there is more to the efficacy of red yeast rice than just its statin-type component, which I think brings us to perhaps the last comment, and that is, as you mentioned, Sam, you mentioned one of the combination products. Many of the companies have products that are designed specifically for this a purpose, lowering cholesterol. Da Vinci Labs has a product called Cholestasure. Is that
Cholestasure?
Yeah, Cholestasure. You mentioned the one from Twin Lab. Jarrow has a Cholestame. Yeah, stop by the store and we can go over some of these combination products with you, and that might make it a little bit easier for you to you know, come up with maybe one or two bottles or three bottles of things that you can do. Of course, not to forget your good broad spectrum multivitamin, multimineral. Okay, so the good news is there are plenty of things that you can do that will help lower your cholesterol. The bad news is there's not just one particular miracle supplement that's going to do it all for you, okay?
I have a comment, though, Don, or perhaps a question. Being that the red yeast rice, which I do think it works, especially when you're purchasing it perhaps from one of the companies that we feel has active components, if it does have a similar action to the statin, at least the portion of the herb that does have the similar action, would it be wise to take a CoQ10 with that?
That's a very good point, Sam, and I would think it would absolutely be wise to take. Of course, I think it's good to take CoQ10,
of course,
regardless. But yes.
What could be more specific, though, than taking
a statin? It's a good point. Those of you who might be taking red yeast rice, regardless of the brand or whatever, and should. The same way that we tell people who take the statin drugs to take CoQ10, you should also be taking a CoQ10 supplement, because one would have to think that you might be causing a reduction in your cellular levels of CoQ10, just as those who are taking the drug would be doing. Okay, good point, Sam. Okay, Barbara, I hope that was of some help to you. Let's see, how are we doing time? Okay, let's try to squeeze in another phone call before the next break. Let's talk to Francis in New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Francis. How can we help you?
Thank you. I have a history of anemia, and every so often I get this very, very tired feeling, and some years ago my doctor said I had thalassemia, which, of course, is the Mediterranean form of anemia. Well, recently I've had over a month of just feeling completely washed out, which is not like me. So I went to see him this week, and everything seemed to prove out okay, but he did give me a shot of B12, and I told him I take all vitamins from A to Z, including all the B complexes, but he said something to me that I never heard of before, that as you get older, your stomach does not absorb B12. Is there some way something that I can take that would help to absorb the B12?
Well, okay, here's, I'm going to read to you, you know, we have a link on our website to something called Health Notes. Quote, absorption of vitamin B12 is reduced with increasing age. Some research suggests that elderly people may benefit from 10 to 25 micrograms per day of vitamin B12. One study of elderly people with vitamin B12 deficiency suggested that as much as 500 to 1,000 micrograms of vitamin B12 per day might be necessary to achieve optimal vitamin B12 status. Okay, now, there is a problem with the absorption of vitamin B12 for everybody. Or let's just say that it's a special problem, because to absorb vitamin B12, you need a special material in your stomach lining called intrinsic factor. And that has always made the absorption of vitamin B12 more of a problem than the other nutrients. It used to be the basis for the recommendation that those who are truly deficient have to get it by injection, because, of course, when you get it by injection, you're bypassing the need for the absorption from the gut. That is no longer felt to be the case. They have now shown that if you take high enough dosages by mouth, you will get the absorption. You just need to take a higher dose. You may need 1,000 micrograms a day, or even higher, 5,000 micrograms a day, to get the proper amount of B12. I will pass it on to Dr. Podell, but basically, you need to look at how much you've been taking previously. Maybe increase it if you haven't been taking a very high dose, which is easy because B12 is inexpensive. And then the good news is that you can monitor. You can have your doctor do the blood test and see if that's doing the job. If it doesn't, hey, you can always fall back on getting injections. But that's the explanation as to why he said what he did. And the good news is that oral B12 in a high enough dose may still do the job for you. Dr. Podell?
Yeah, I fully agree. There are several different kinds of B12 malabsorption. The kind that needs shots is called pernicious anemia, and it's where the stomach has gotten a lot of disease in it that's not just ordinary stomach-type stuff that we all know. And this is a fairly uncommon condition. And the way you can make the diagnosis of that is if you give somebody a reasonable amount of vitamin B12 orally and their blood levels are still low, then you know you're not absorbing. What's much more common is that people whose stomach acid is not working right, as more and more of us as we age or as we take protonics and those kind of drugs, that has a moderate effect of reducing absorption. And to some degree, it can be treated by taking a betaine hydrochloride if you don't have gastritis or ulcer, if you're just getting older, or stopping these drugs that block the acid. The overwhelming percentage of people do not need shots. And even if they're a little bit on the low side, if you just raise the B12, as Don says, it's cheap, easy to get a big dose, a huge dose compared to nutritional needs, and that'll work for large majority of people.
And there doesn't seem to be a downside to taking high doses either. There's no toxicity to B12.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Francis. Good luck. It's time now for a short break. Let me give you the phone number again. I think we have one line still open. The number is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, please give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we're going to pause for a moment to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy McKay, which is brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy McKay with a nutrition update. Omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil are the number one missing nutrient in children's diet today. Fish is one of the healthiest foods on the planet. It's loaded with omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, which are documented to enhance brain development and support focus, learning, and a positive mood in children. For example, one study compared behavior and learning problems in boys ages 6 to 12 with lower omega-3 fatty acid levels to boys with higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids. The researchers found a greater number of learning and behavior problems, temper tantrums, and sleep problems in boys with lower omega-3 levels. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is cold water fatty fish. However, as every parent knows, it's not easy to get your kids to eat fish. The best way to invest in your child's future is to have them try some of the great tasting, flavored, and chewable fish oils made for children. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy McKay.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, thank you, Drew. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and Sam Forbes. Before we get back to the telephones, I just want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite Multi line of supplements. And the entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemists now on sale, 30% off list price. How's that for a deal? Okay, I guess we can get back to the telephones. Let's talk to John. Welcome to the Wilner Window, John. How can we help you?
Thank you. I'm sarcopenic, and I've lost between 2 and 3 inches of height. Now, should I take DHEA? Should I take 7-Keto? Should I take Forteo? Or should I take injections of HGH? What should I actually do?
I didn't quite hear. What condition are you?
Sarcopenic.
He's getting shorter. His spine
shorter
is...
Shorter and height and also less muscular. I'm 61, but I'm less muscular and I've gotten shorter in height.
Well, some of your questions are excellent. Did you ask your doctor?
Well, I don't really have a doctor.
Well, okay, you know, Sam says that for very good reason. You are assuming that the reasons for this are related to hormone level changes and things of that sort, and maybe you're right, but I wouldn't start treating it with hormone therapy until I determine that was indeed what was happening. Maybe you're just losing bone density. Maybe you need some Dr. Scholl's foot pads or something, or what do they call them? Inserts.
Elevators.
Elevators. But no, seriously, John, you really, I would think, and I'll let Dr. Podell confirm this, but if you've lost 2 or 3 inches in height over a relatively short period of time, and by that I mean a year or two. Okay, well, you need to go and get checked up and determine what's going on, whether you're losing bone density.
It could be osteoporosis, in which you'd get bone density.
I mean, losing height. Yeah, losing height as we get older is a natural thing. Our spine compresses, our bone density goes down. We start we get that little bit of a hump and lean over, but you know you don't know what's wrong. We can't help you until you get a diagnosis. Okay, so you have one thing in mind. Maybe you need to have your hormone levels checked. That's fine. I would also think that there may be some other things that you need to get checked as well. Okay, get checked out, get a diagnosis, and then give us a call if you need some more guidance. Okay, thank you, John. Okay, let's move on to Sarah in Manhattan. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Sarah. How can we help you?
What do you recommend for a bad taste in my mouth? What could be the cause, and what do you recommend that I take? I have this a few months. Not breath, but taste.
Well, okay, and this just, you never had this problem before. It just started a couple of months ago.
Correct.
And it's been steady from that point on.
More or less.
Okay. I'll turn this over to Dr. Yeah. Podell. There's some nutrients that could be playing a role, but the question in my mind would be what happened 2 months ago, you know.
Yeah, I mean, did you start any new medicines around then?
No, not really.
Okay. I mean, the kinds of things that we'll talk in general.
Did you start listening to the Wilner Window about 2 months ago? No, okay, I'm sorry, go on.
There's teeth problems, there's post-nasal drip and nasal problems. There's problems in the esophagus and problems in the stomach, reflux sort of thing. And you really need to be checked out by the doctor and the dentist both in order to figure it out. Now, taking certain minerals and taking certain other nutrient things can give odd tastes. But probably the most common thing I see is when people are taking medicines. Oh. Sam is pointing to his teeth. But, yeah, I mean, that is very common, actually, teeth. But, medicines can do this. Things like Biaxin, for instance, or the new sleeping pill Lunesta, they give odd tastes in people's mouths.
No, I've been just taking one medication for many years. That's Cozaar. And I've also been taking for some time the generic of Zoloft. Those are the two that I've been taking, on a regular basis. And I did have I've been going to the dentist and I'm having my teeth checked. But aside from that, I'm just wondering, I had a colonoscopy beginning of the year, and everything is fine. And I'm just wondering what could be the cause and what could I do or what could I take?
Well, see, I listed what some of the causes are. You now have to, make a determination which, if any of those are correct. The nutritional therapies or herbal therapies would be relevant once you know the cause, although things like chlorophyll, I suppose, could maybe help in any case.
That's usually for bad breath, but I don't know if it's...
Or bad taste.
It might not be the same thing. So, I mean, you say you're going to dentist and there's no problem. If you go into...
You didn't say that. What did the dentist say?
He didn't say anything. He just said, I need root canal work, which he did.
Well...
let me ask you, I heard somebody calling in on another talk show about gum work for CoQ10.
Right.
How much of that could I take?
Probably 100 milligrams once or twice a day.
Oh, really?
Sure.
See, if you have gingivitis, that is gum infections, that can do it. If the dentist, you have to ask the dentist, do you have that? If he's working on your teeth and not paying attention to your gums.
Well, she said he wants to give her a root canal.
Well, yeah, so he thinks there's something wrong.
I think she already got the root canal, so that's already been done.
Ask the dentist if he can find any reason. And then go to your doctor. And
has the bad taste occurred since the root canal?
Excuse me?
Was the bad taste since the root canal?
No.
Well, again, like Dr. Podell pointed out, we gave you a list of all the things we can think of that might explain it. Now you're just going to have to kind of do some detective work and maybe work with your physician and your dentist, whatever, and see if any of those really are applicable to you, okay? Okay, that's about all we can do for you, Sarah, so good luck, okay? We have Ann on the phone. I only have about a half a minute, Ann. So according to what it says here, you're asking about a product called Relicor, which I know is being advertised on TV with infomercials and things of that sort. And you're asking if it can give you more energy and help you reduce fat. Because we only have a short period of time, I'm going to give you a very succinct and brief answer. No. Okay? If you want to hold on, if you have any additional questions, you can, but I think that pretty much covers it for that. We're going to pause for a minute for this brief message.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins.
What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and Sam Forbes, your Wilner Chemist, nutritional supplement professionals. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite Multi line of multivitamin supplements. The entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemist, and it's on sale at 30% off list price. I want to remind you that this is a two-hour program. We hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour, and we will be right back after a break for the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest